figuring that this was as good a time as any to pay a visit to the town of Whiskey Hill. Bone headed his horse toward the little gathering of rough buildings 100 yards away. Drummond had requested that Bone stay away from the town so as not to upset the citizens who lived there. But this hunt for McCray had gone on long enough to start to eat at Bone's pride, and he was determined to end it as quickly as possible. The next step in his search was to tail the woman named Pearl, since she obviously didn't take the wounded man to the doctor. Drummond's man, Brownie, had said Pearl was the cook at the Whiskey Hill kitchen. There were only 2 customers in Oscar Anderson's place when Bone walked in. Both turned to gape at the man in the long black coat. Mary, who was behind the counter, knew at once this was a killer who was hunting Colt. She pulled her wits together as quickly as she could manage.
Can I help you?
Bone looked her up and down for a long moment.
Yeah. Give me a cup of coffee.
Coming right up.
Mary went into the kitchen where Pearl was bending over a tub of dirty dishes.
It's him, that killer Drummond hired. He's out there at the counter.
Oh, God.
Mary hurriedly poured a cup of coffee from the pot on the edge of the stove.
He's bound to recognize you. You better stay back here in the kitchen till he's gone.
Pearl nodded, looking around for something to protect herself with. She settled for a large butcher knife. Oscar came into the kitchen.
Who's that sitting at the counter? I ain't seen him before.
That's a son of a bitch that shot Dewey Jenkins' son. Maybe you ought to slip out the back and fetch J.D.
Damn, he's a mean-looking fella, all right. Maybe I had better get the sheriff.
Wasting no time, he went out the back door. Mary looked at Pearl and shook her head with a gesture of dismay, then proceeded with the coffee.
Took you long enough.
Mary could feel his eyes roaming up and down her body as she set the cup down before him. He dumped several heaping spoonfuls of sugar in the black coffee.
You ain't the cook, are you?
Well, sometimes a cook.
Yeah, but your name ain't Pearl, is it?
She didn't have to answer. He was certain that she was not the woman he'd had words with in the church. The woman who had sassed him was a good bit older than this one.
I'm a bit busy in the kitchen. Just holler if you want something else.
Mary left him then to drink his coffee, hoping that Oscar would show up at any minute with the sheriff.
Oh my God, Pearl, that's the most evil-looking man I ever seen in my life.
Both women froze.
Hello, Pearl. Me and you got a little something to talk about.
Now hold on there, mister.
Bone spun around to see Stoney Yates on the other side of the bat wings. Behind him stood Oscar Anderson. Bone stepped back into the dining area.
Who the hell are you?
Now, I'm the law. I need to talk to you about the killing over at Dewey Jenkins' place the other day.
What killing? Who's Dewey Jenkins?
You know damn well what I'm talking about. You shot Dewey's son, Jeremy.
Bone looked the young deputy over.
Was that his name? Yeah. I shot him. I reckon it broke him of the habit of coming after somebody with a shotgun. What are you aiming to do about it?
I'm gonna have to take you in.
Stoney dropped his hand to rest on the handle of his revolver. A fatal mistake. Bone whipped out both of his pistols. Such close range, the shots backed the startled lawman a couple of steps before he crumpled. The sudden violence shocked the already frozen spectators in the establishment. The room was now clutched by an eerie silence as a thin blue cloud of gun smoke floated waist high over Stoney's body. Bone, pistols still drawn, slowly scanned the room, making direct contact with every horrified eye.
Well, everybody in here saw him go for his gun.